build it, and they will come. That seems to be the motto of cities across China, where the economic boom of the past decade has filled a lot of empty space. China's southwestern city of Chengdu alone is currently building more retail outlets than 86 European cities combined. All this as growth slows. The result is looking dangerously like a glut. The problem, says developer Pan Min, is that many property companies don't know how to manage their projects. Her firm is building a 39-story office complex housing a Hilton hotel.
It feels like we have a glut because all the companies are building grade A offices. If only the developers and government would plan better for various property needs, there would be sufficient demand for all.
Easy money is one of the main drivers of the commercial property buildup. As the government limited investment into residential housing to cool prices, people have shifted money to office space. While China's buildup today is on an unprecedented scale, not all cities face the same risks, says Patrick Phillips, head of the Urban Land Institute.
And I don't think it's to be underestimated, the capacity of the Chinese economy to address challenges like this. But again, in certain circumstances, I think the challenge will be very great. And we may need to see solutions that we haven't seen before.
What does that mean?
Knocking buildings down.
Developers in places like Chengdu believe Beijing's policy to encourage more people to move to cities will help fill up their buildings. But it already looks too late for some places. Property analyst Zhang Peng took us to one empty complex, which he says was designed wrong.
If a building is empty and you don't have the people moving in or buying, then the developers will die. They will die in droves. When that happens, will this market still have clients willing to invest? It's really hard to say because the problems today have accumulated over several years.
While China's property sector's relatively restrained debt levels may help it avoid a U.S.-style collapse, many more ghost towns could be dotting China's landscape soon.